time? Is it time for me to actually... you got to read a warning for it. Give me the paper. All right, warning. TheDickCast.com is for entertainment purposes only. If you're easily offended by rude language and even more rude behavior, turn it off. Dick Rivers is a fictional character, and all characters and antics on the DickCast are meant for entertainment purposes only. Let's get rid of that shit. It's time to kick it. By the way, if you're still listening to this and you're easily offended by shit, you are a fucking idiot. Let's kick this, Toddy.
TheDickCast.com with Dick Rivers.
Oh, yes, and welcome to the DickCast, episode number one. It is me, yeah, Mom, the drunk guy from the radio. Well, he's back. That's right, I'm back, and I'm uncensored. We'll get to some of the stuff that's going to be going on. We're giving away cash, a lot of crazy stunts. We're going to have prank calls. We're going to have lots of stuff happening. But in the studio joining me, episode number one of the DickCast, is my good buddy, who actually used to work as a, he started as a bouncer for the Dick Rivers Financial Group, worked his way up to manager, and then he quit on me, but we're still buddies. It's Tim Malcolm.
Doing all right over here. How are you doing there, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? They're like Joe Pesci. Anyways, Tim Bolt is a buddy of mine who we've been through thick and thin. We travel a lot together. And kind of the reason why this whole show started, I didn't really want to do a podcast, but we're in the middle of lockdown, by the way, and Tim is, we're allowed one for, another 3 weeks or something?
About 3 weeks,
One person in my place, and I picked you over any chick.
I am so fucking honored.
Mind you, you've had a few egg rolls lately, and your boobs are looking kind of full, too, man.
They're not as big as yours yet, but
I know.
I'm going there. I'm
working on it. Right here.
I'm working on it, buddy.
All right, we're going to get to the show. Some of the stuff coming on later on. Of course, like I said, prank call. We're going to give away some cash. But the reason why we're doing this right now is we travel a lot. We go on trips, and we have fun. And Tim, you're kind of like my handler. When you say that,
I would agree.
Babysitter, I guess. What is it when
I'm a glorified babysitter. You might say that.
Yeah. Wallet keys. What?
Remember that time we were in Vegas?
Yeah.
We're in Vegas, yeah. and we're on the freeway. We're getting ready to go to the fucking airport.
And we were going to L.A.
We're going to L.A. We're going to see
Bob.
We're going to Jimmy Kimmel in L.A. We're going to go see our good buddy Dave down in L.A.
Yeah.
And we're on the fucking freeway. And we're halfway there, and I decided, I don't know, it's kind of my fault, too. I decided, you got your wallet, you got your keys, you got your...
Shit.
We had to go all the way back to the fucking hotel, and luckily, they had the fucking shit that we needed.
Yeah, but then we missed the flight, and we had to get around. Bobby J was there.
Beautiful Bobby J was there for us. He saved our ass.
Anyways, and then we drove down there. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Speaking of why we went down there was to go to Jimmy Kimmel, because my buddy Dave is down in Hollywood. And then we were at Hooters. After the Jimmy Kimmel taping, which I gotta say, I'm a huge Jimmy Kimmel fan, and it was such a cool thrill for Dave the Weasel, who is, you know what, a greasy little used to play it. He was a greasy little son of a bitch, but he's turned into a pretty good guy.
He's a pretty cool guy.
Stand-up comedian. It's gotta be hard for him doing this, but give him a lot of kudos. I admire him a lot from being a Winnipeg kid, going down there and being, in the movie, following his dreams. And that's what this is about. It's about, you know what, right here on this podcast, it's just about having fun. We're not going to judge people and no political talk and stuff.
Yeah, we're right beside Kimmel. Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard. That's right.
So we were in there, the Hooters, after. And we were getting plowed, a couple of drinks down and that. And we were joking along. And Dave Weasel and me, every time we get drunk, we're throwing shit at each other.
It's all about $300, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't owe him $300. His band sucked. And I kicked him off the stage when I had that bar, Dick Stillings, which, by the way, Tim here used to manage.
I mean, we if you want to, I say manage in quotation marks, but no, we did a good job there. I mean, I did such a good job, it actually shut down, but.
And I lost $330,000.
You know, he blames me. To this day, I get blamed about that.
No, you know, you did a good job there. Anyways, we don't want to talk about the shitty things in the past. We want to talk about what's coming up. But me and Dave, getting back to this. We were at Hollywood Boulevard. We were at the Hooters. And I started telling Dave all these war stories about, you know, my accident, about all these puking on Chad from Nickelback and all this other stuff. So we're going to have Dick Tales coming up every once in a while. But his idea, Dave, we were sitting there and he goes, I should write a TV series about you called Dick. And I was like, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. So I kept going to these stories and we were actually in the works. And then this fuck COVID, man. Has just kicked the shit out of everything right now.
COVID reared its ugly fucking
head. So that's on hold. And by the way, I called Dave a little while ago. We couldn't hook it up with you to be here, but we'll phone him and see how everything's going. His idea now is to work this into a movie. Well, we'll hear from him. And also, his podcast partner, by the way, he was down. He came to L.A. to see us one time. We were down there for the Conor McGregor fight, and it was a Tool show that night. I missed the Tool show because the plane was delayed. But Brandon got so fucking pissed.
Good old Brandon, that dirty, greasy, fucking raccoon-loving son of a bitch.
We'll phone Brandon.
Love that guy.
He actually puked all over my hotel room. I'll tell the story. You know what?
Me and Dave part of his fucking beard in the shower, apparently.
Well, we'll tell him what. But I talk about him farting in my mouth. That's coming up with Dave. Anyways, it was gross, and it's actually a true story. We should maybe play that interview with Dave. I kind of phoned him, did a bit of an interview, and then we'll come back and talk to Brandon about farting in my mouth and, well, puking all over my health.
We're going to talk to him about personal hygiene is what we're going to fucking do.
He needs to be talked to about his personal hygiene. So Dave's coming up, and then we'll come back, and we'll chat with Brandon all the way from L.A. Hello there, it's Dick Hill from Cornholes Furniture Coop, located at 469 Byway, where you can only come in the back door. We've got furniture, everything you need. We've got used mattresses sale on this week from McLaren Hotel. It went kind of a bed bug anyways. Illegitimate son, tell them about our mattress special.
That's right, Dad. We got a truckload of bed bugs from Bed Bug Invasion in downtown Winnipeg. A few pecker tracks on them, but the really deep discounted mattresses have, well, some anus stains. But we wipe them off. We dip them in Purell. Everything should be fine. Okay? Go ahead, Dad. I'm going to sit down. Oh, that hurts.
That's right. Well, shit won't hurt anybody. I take it from my little shit, the illegitimate son. You want to knock some headboard? Get into a fucking bed. We're on the 469 Byway Cornholes Furniture Coop, where you can only come in the back door.
Dick Rivers and the DickCast.com.
This shitty dick.
What is going on? How's your anal cavity doing anyway, by the way? You holding shit in there or you letting it go?
You know what? It was doing pretty good until the last time you came. I don't know what happened. We got really drunk and I woke up and I couldn't sit down anymore. So I don't know what you did.
Bullshit. By the way, the last time I was down there, you took me to Jimmy Kimmel, which was a very, very cool experience. But, you know, what are you doing now? Anyways, by the way, we're going to get into you shitting on my stage. But I'm kind of over that. I don't actually think it's you anymore. But it was somebody in your band or one of your groupies. What was the name of that shitty band you had? What was it? Senior Shit A Lot? Or
Senior whatever? Dinosaur.
Are you, how's the podcast doing?
Doing pretty good. We actually just got, we're signing with this company called Cloud 10. They're partnered with iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got the contract yesterday. I'm still going over it, but it looks like it's a done deal. We're going to be linking up with them in the next couple weeks.
So, okay, basically you're from Winnipeg. You went down to L.A.
I'm working on a kid's movie. I'm writing it. It's a stupid idea, but whatever. It'll get made, so.
So you're working on it. Wait, by the way, what's going on with this? We had this thing about this show we were talking about when I was down there. About Dick Tales or whatever. The Dick
that's
Show.
It's just called Dick. But that's coming up. That's on the burner. I might pitch it as a screenplay, like just a regular movie.
Yeah.
And see if it could be adapted into a series.
So I got to tell you all these bullshit stories I went through?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm on the keto, so I feel like shit. Like, I just started it. This is day 5. And I feel like garbage, but I got to drop like 20 pounds.
Why do you got to? Are you doing stand-up down there or what?
Little bits, man. Like, I live in the valley, right? So there's not a lot out here.
How have you been doing that?
outside the bowling alley, right on Ventura Boulevard on the street. I did it.
Oh yeah, nice. How's that? Did it go over? How's COVID going down there in LA?
Like we got it under wraps. It looks like, man.
Yeah,
I'm getting my second vaccine here on Saturday.
What vax did you get?
Pfizer. I'm team Pfizer, baby.
Fuck, I did Astra, man. I got my first one. I haven't got my second one yet. We actually just went in and started a spike here, man. We're in the middle of a lockdown right now. So
I saw that. You guys are getting out of control there.
It sucks. I thought you would have fucking died, man. Every time I come down there and I see you, you're fucking hacking and wheezing and there's no fucking health care.
No, that was the one time you came down, which, by the way, I kind of suspect I had COVID then. Because when I went to the doctor, he's like, you got this weird viral pneumonia going around. And that was in January.
You know what? When I got back after I saw you, you said you were coughing and wheezing and smoking. By the way, quit your smoking, man. You got a daughter now?
I'm smoking right now.
Fuck, man, quit that shit. Man, it's going to kill you.
I'll quit eventually.
All right. Are you still drinking lots?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on with the Valley Boys? Brandon's still doing it with you? Or what? Like, I haven't been listening the last few times.
Yeah, of course he's still doing it. We stopped doing guests. We're going to be just doing the Valley Boys with just us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're branching out. I'm going to have my separate podcast. He's going to have his. Because that way I can have the comedians on. And he can have his whatever, the everyman, like bowling champion of Davenport, Iowa, his neighbor who is a mechanic, that kind of shit. Like people that I don't really want on the Valley Boys, but then he can still do that. And then I'll have the comedians. Cool. And then the two of us will just do the Valley Boys.
Cool. Did I tell you about that time he came to Vegas and stayed in my fucking hotel room?
Yeah, and he barfed all over it. Good boy. He did that for me, dude.
He fucking puked. He was like taking a return in St. Bernard around. So he puked everywhere, but that's not it. He was puking all over the bed. I got $160 cleaning charge, but he was puking in that. So I got him back to the room. And then I'm sitting there, I'm flipping around. So he's in my room. It's about 7 in the morning. He's in the other bed. And I get him tilted because he was puking on himself and that. So I turn him over, and his fucking hairy ass is hanging out. And I'm on one side of the bed there. And you know that Vegas in the morning? You know, the light coming through, the drapes are shut, and the light's coming through. And I kind of roll over on my bed. I look over, and his ass is hanging out. And at the moment, I just started laughing because, you see, this guy's puking everywhere, and his ass is hanging out. He farts and pops a fucking fart dart right in my fucking throat. It was the fucking grossest fucking thing.
I wish it was me. I wish it was me barfing all over and farting in your face.
Listen, man, if I come down there, every time I talk to you, we get in a fucking fight and we get drunk and we throw in shit at each other. Last time I was down there, I wanted to shit in your pool, but you kept watching and kept fucking hiding around this place. But anyways, I'm going to go. We're going to check in with you once in a while. How can people tune in to the Valley Boys podcast?
Wherever you get podcasts, just look for the Valley Boys. We're the little purple dudes. On the internet, you know, we're on Grindr.
I believe that. Anyways, okay, you turd tapper. We'll talk to you later.
Dick Rivers and the DickCast.com.
Pop and stuff.
Yeah, how are things going there at the pump and stuff today?
We're doing okay.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to know if you had some good oil.
What kind of oil are you talking about?
Like lubricating oil?
Yes, we do have lubricant oil.
Okay. You found something for you?
No.
What?
You want sexual lubricant?
Well, if you're asking, maybe I'll have a little bit of that, yes.
Oh, why I said we have adult lube. That's why I was asking.
Oh, you got lube. Oh, my God. I got to tell you a story one time. I picked up this girl in Tijuana, and she was a bit crazy. She wanted me to use motor oil as a lube. But yeah, let me come around there, and maybe you can put some of that lube on my nipples. I'll give you $100.
TheDickCast.com with Dick Rivers.
Hey.
Who is this, Brandon?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been a long couple of days, man.
Brandon! It's,
hey!
It's Dick Rivers. How are you, man?
Doing fantastic, man.
You sound like you're on drugs. You know what Brandon actually did when COVID was going on about 7 or 8 months ago?
Started a sanctuary for raccoons or what?
he actually phoned me up on acid one night.
Oh, perfect.
Anyways, Brandon, you there?
Yeah, partially. I'm getting with it.
I told you I was going to phone you today, man. What are you, hibernating, you fucking raccoon?
A little bit, man, trying to. It was a long night, man, and then operating on, like, no sleep today. I'm giving you the 20% I have, all of it.
All right. Anyways, haven't seen you since Vegas, and it was a great trip. Of course, you came down. You picked me up there. I've never seen a man so fucking pissed in my life. Brandon, you farted in my mouth, man, on that trip.
You were asking for it, I guess. It was there. So that's the thing, man. Like, I've got little bits and pieces of what happened, but I never got the whole story because I pretty much, like, zonked out, like, after we left the hotel. When we went down to catch the Uber, like, after that, I got, like, little flashes here and there.
Okay, I'm gonna run you down. We should explain what happened there. Now, it was a Tool show going on that night. I think we flew in on a Friday. Was it a Thursday or Friday?
I was already there.
Obviously. Yeah, you were. Tim was already there. But then I'd only met you a couple of times on the podcast there with Dave, and then we were at Kimball. And so we got along great. We got hammered and stuff. And then out of the blue, you saw on the social media there that I was going to Vegas, and you happened to be going to Vegas the next day. But you said, hey, you gave me a message. Hey, can I bunk with you for the night? And I thought, all right.
Seems okay.
Yeah, I don't know about this. It's crazy around. But anyways, you picked me up at the airport, went back to the hotel, where we got you messed up, man. I have never seen a guy that fucking hammered in my life.
Okay, first of all, I want to tell you, Brando, it's Timbo, obviously, that I had nothing to do with how fucked up you got that night.
Dude, it was not
a joint effort at all. I think Dick was on a fucking mission.
You know what?
To fucking make sure that you got fucking blitzed out of your fucking tree.
Seeing your effervescence for life that day. You know what, man? And you were drinking gin and pineapple juice. And by the end of the night, you were like a crazy, retarded St. Bernard. You were walking into things. You were hitting your head. You were bumping into people.
I saved you at least two times.
Yeah.
Two times at least.
And the smell of your breath was the wreckage. It was like sour, mashed up pineapple. It smelled like, not even, it smelled like hot garbage. But you'd be right in my face and spitting. Oh, man. God bless you. We had a good time. I actually stayed sober that night. You were so fucking drunk that I was worried about you.
Yeah, fucking Rivers, sober. That's bullshit.
Well, he's sober as
I call bullshit on that one,
Brando. Until we put you...
bullshit on that one. How the fuck is he sober?
Yeah, how the fuck does he remember?
Hey, how the fuck is he remember?
I put a lot of Joe Pesci there for you.
Yeah.
How the fuck am I funny?
But anyways, Brandon, so another thing that happened there... Well, we're not even going to get... We'll get into that a little later on. But what have you been doing down in L.A.? How's COVID been treating you?
COVID's passed me by, man. It's fine.
Did you
get
your shot?
Hasn't even been that bad here.
Did you get your shot?
I got the first one, and then I'm scheduled for the second one in about 2 weeks.
Which shot did you get?
I got the Pfizer.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's got the Pfizer.
That's the one I'm going for, actually, on May 17th myself.
I got the Astra. Which you guys don't even have in the States.
Astra. It even sounds dirty, eh? I got the Astra. I got the fucking Astra.
Hey, speaking of Astras and stuff, too. So when you left my... by the way, I got a $160 cleaning charge for you throwing up everywhere.
Oh, that's what you get for shoveling beer and fucking Jim Beam and everything else down my fucking gullet. But you twisted my arm. I didn't want to drink, but you just kept shoveling me drinks, and I didn't want to be
fucking
rude.
Knew it was Rivers' nice fucking fault. I knew it was Rivers' fault.
It was a joy to see you having fun that night, man. I was living my life for you that night. You were awesome, and it was an awesome experience, man. Except in the morning, after I made sure you weren't puking and didn't do a Bon Scott that whole night, you were puking on yourself, and then you wake up, like, it's like... 12 in the morning, I finally got some sleep in that, and it's like noon or whatever, Vegas time. But all of a sudden, I wake up to this fucking soggy bottom music. You were playing some kind of fucking hillbilly twang music. What was that?
It's the music of the South, man. Everybody fucking loves that shit.
Oh, I don't know what the hell.
Don't discriminate against the music of the South.
What was that? What do you call that soggy bottom music or whatever the hell it is?
This is bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass.
There you go.
I don't even know what the fuck to tell you. Like I said, after we got to the hotel, I was pretty well bombed within like the first hour or so, and then. Yeah, then I wake up at noon the next day, and then I'm like trying to piece together the murder scene that was like the hotel.
And then you're trying on me. I was like sleeping there going, oh, this guy. And you're trying to clean up the puke, and you're putting out old blankets, and you're trying to hide them and say, I know you puked all over the place, man.
Yeah, they went in the circus bear.
Hopefully we'll be able to come down or maybe even bring you up. You're a big wrestling fan. I got some wrestling connections. Maybe we'll bring you up here, and you can wrestle up here with Bobby J, maybe.
Yeah, you could do a celebrity match with beautiful Bobby J.
And so we'll see about that. How's everything going with the podcast? And Dave's really busy. I talked to him earlier, and we only had a few minutes. But what's been going on with the podcast and such like that, life down there?
Yeah, I mean, the podcast is starting to pick up a little bit of steam. We may have our own announcement with that soon enough. But got to iron all the details. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll wait for you to talk about that. But you always got a place here, right here on the Dickcast. You ever want to come on or do something? And open invitation up here in Canada, man. We'll have to bring you up as soon as the regulations go, or
as soon as they open the fucking border.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck yeah. Yeah, we can get some Jim Beam and some pineapple juice. And
And by the way, no leaving. Yeah, if you come here and you crash at my place for a weekend, no leaving here. That Vegas trip, that you had a shower when you left. And so I'm not thinking, I showered earlier on. But you left, and then I went out and came back with a friend. And then we were gonna have a shower.
She was lovely.
We're having a shower. Look down, and we see what here. There's a little hair right on the soap dish.
It's a Brando pube.
Oh my god. Yeah. Anyways, that was a fucking boner killer. I'll tell you that.
I have a tendency to do that. Like somehow I can kill boners vicariously. Oh, yeah. I guess through. I don't know. I have enough problems with my own love life, so sorry about screwing up yours, I guess.
All right. Brandon, I hope you check in with us once in a while. We'll call you in a few weeks from now. You take it easy. Can't wait to come down there and see you, or you come up here. All right, brother?
Yeah, sounds good, brother. Sounds like a good time. Look forward to it.
All right. Tune in to the Valley Boys Podcast. You can hear Dirty, Greasy Dave Weasel.
Take care, Brando.
And Brando. Have a good day, Brando. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Dick. Thanks, Tim. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
See you, buddy. TheDickCast.com
with Dick Rivers. Welcome back here to the Dickcast. Yep, it is me, your daily dick. Is it weekly dick now? Anyways, what we're going to do now is give away some prizes. By the way, you've got to go. If you want to be on the show, we already signed up quite a few people. So I was looking around there and I saw someone that is a member of the Dickheads who was memorable. Anyways, we're going to try and call her up right now. Can we get to it?
Yo.
Hello, is this Candy?
It sure is.
Candy, I haven't talked to you forever. It's Dick. How are things going?
It's been like 10 years.
It has been at least 10 years. Last time we talked, we had a little fun on the radio, too. So
we did.
Well, I was looking on the members list here of the Dickheads, which thank you for signing up to be a Dickhead, by the way.
No problem.
Now, I'm not going to ask you what you want to do or that. I kind of suspect what you want to do. Now, you moved from Winnipeg. You used to be a Winnipeg girl.
Just outside of Winnipeg, yeah.
Yeah, and now you're living where? Out in Alberta or Saskatchewan?
Northern Alberta, yeah.
All right. How's everything going with the COVID?
Well, I'm pretty remote.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Really.
So, so what do you want to do here for this cash?
I am going to have a conversation with you while I use a brand new vibrator.
Oh my God! See, I'm not very good at the phone sex, as you may, but I'm gonna try here. All right.
So, all right.
Is there anything you like in bed? Anything in particular? Do you like dirty talk? Do you like it? How do you like it?
Oh yeah, dirty talk is good.
All right. Now, do you got? I hear someone there. Is that your husband, boyfriend, or what?
No, that's my vibrator.
That is your. So, are you married or what?
I'm dating a rig pig.
Oh yeah. All right. So he doesn't mind you doing this, though.
Well, he's not home often, so I gotta feed myself.
Well, okay. Anyway, so I hope he doesn't get mad at me trying to help you along here.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. So let's go. Is it going on? How do you warm up? What gets
well,
you in the mood?
I was thinking about this all day. Like, I had to go help my friend deliver a cow.
Oh, my God. You delivered it? Okay. Now you went from delivering a cow. You came in. Did you shower at least?
I had a quick shower.
A quick shower. Now you're geared up and ready to go.
Geared up and ready to go. I got excited. I bought a new vibrator.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little warm right here myself now.
Oh, I'm actually on my bed right now.
Yeah.
Naked. Yeah. I haven't gotten dressed since my shower. So
if I was there, what would you like me to do?
You can start sucking on my toes and working your way up.
Okay. How about that? There. I'll run my tongue up the back of your calf. Now I'm going to run my tongue up your thigh.
Oh,
man, you feel so smooth.
Perfect.
Oh, can I kiss it?
Yeah.
Oh. Is there anything I can do?
This is a good investment. Yeah.
Oh, I wish I was there. You're starting to make me all hot.
What would you like to do to me? I'm pretty wet right now, yeah.
Are you pretty wet?
Yeah.
And then I'd like to slide my head inside of you.
Oh?
It's actually the one on my shoulders, so it's kind of tight in here. I'm just kidding. So what kind of dirty talk? Do you like getting your hair pulled?
I do, actually.
Do you like getting...
Oh, ass slapping?
Yeah? Like this?
Yeah.
Oh...
Yeah, I could do like the reverse cowgirl. I am a farm girl. Yeah.
Oh, you feel so good.
I bought myself new boobs since I talked to you last.
Oh, really?
I did, actually.
Should I touch them?
You should. Little motorboat. Bounce up and down on you.
Are you bouncing up and down?
Mm-hmm.
Am I holding your hips? Well, you're pulling you up.
Pulling on my ponytail.
Oh, yeah. A little smack here and there.
Oh, yeah.
You got a piercing down there?
Maybe two.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That's farm girls.
You ever do it with a sheep?
Are you going to baa like a sheep?
Does that help you? Are you getting close?
Hard.
Like hard and fast. There you go.
Oh, I'm going to come.
Oh, what? Come.
Holy fuck, it's pretty wet. Oh, my legs are shaking. Oh, I'm good.
Oh, well, Candy, thank you, and...
Hey, no problem.
Welcome to my first giveaway.
Hey.
By the way, to all your friends,
to come and be a dickhead with you.
Yeah, come and be a dickhead with me.
Awesome, thanks, Dick.
Candy. Well, that almost comes to a close. The Dick Cast episode number one, and hanging out with my buddy Timbo. Timbo, what'd you think? Your first time on the air? Did you have some fun?
Oh, I had a great time so far.
All right, man. And by the way, If you want to win some prizes, you have to sign up at thedickcast.com, become a member, and because I can't put you on the air, we're going to phone people. Earlier on, we gave away some cash. We had a prank call, a bunch of stuff going to be coming up. This is Theater of the Mind, so it's mostly audio, but we will be putting up some video stuff, and maybe in time, we'll do some stunts, I guess, via Skype or something like that. But right now, we just want to keep it basic, you know. Audio, and you gotta, if you want to be on the show, you want to win some cash, sign up, be a member of the Dickheads. That way I can get in touch with you and we can throw you on the air. You could win prizes. You know what, Tim? Man, I need an intern. That's the one thing I'm missing, because you're kind of like my handler only when I'm drinking.
Anyone come to mind, or like off the top
of your head? You know what? Favorite guy was Cyclops.
You met
Cyclops.
We should give that guy a call.
Cyclops, you know what? Let's phone up Cyclops.
Let's call him.
Let's give him a call right now. What's his number? Hey, Toddy, can you get Cyclops on the phone? Punch him up here.
Here you go.
What's up, Dick?
Nothing, man. What's going on with you?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, Timbo, how you doing, bud?
I'm good, brother.
Yeah, you know, you remember Timbo. Hey,
yeah, I definitely remember.
Cyclops, what do you do? You know what? I'm doing this podcast now, and I was just talking to Tim. We were talking. He knows you. I wouldn't mind an intern, but I you know what? We're starting this. We had not much of a budget, but you were my favorite. Right. You were my favorite redheaded, one-eyed intern I've ever had.
That really fucking narrows it down, doesn't it?
Well, buddy? You know, there's only so many of us good redheaded one-eyed fucks out there, you know?
All right. Cyclops, you're a good guy. By the way, Cyclops, what did you lose your eye when you were young? And you know what? You're good natured to let me bug you about Cyclops or tease you, but, you know, I wouldn't call you that if I didn't love you, man.
That's true. I appreciate that. Well, I did lose it to a snowball back in the day. It's not an exciting story as I wish it could be, but it is what it is.
So
there's nothing more Canadian than that, fucking, you know, losing your fucking eye in a snowball fight.
You know what? We might have, do you know who the guy is? Do you keep it? We might have to have.
Yeah,
you.
I know who the guy is.
Hey, an eye for an eye.
An eye for an eye. An eye for an eye. I like it.
Anyways, all in favor, say aye.
Cyclops, you're my favorite intern. You worked at the Rooster Rocks with me. And it was a short-lived thing, only about a month. But we did remember that night we partied with God Bless Leahy from the Trailer Park.
Oh, Jim Leahy, that was the greatest night of my life.
You know what? That guy was so much fun. He was, man, he must have been 60 some years old. That guy was getting the limo pulled over all the time. He was smoking pot. This one, pot wasn't legal. Everywhere we're getting kicked out of places and stuff. But good times, man. And you're always good, very good intern. Man.
So, well, you know, I try my best, and you know, if you want help with any of this stuff, I'm your man for you the job, bud.
Okay.
I'm going to do it for you, and I'm going to do it right.
I'll tell you what, when I was an intern, I had to do a lot of things too, so I can't really pay you. So here's how, okay. we'll work out a payment thing. In my presence, or when you're doing any work for the Dickcast, you can only drink that horse piss lucky beer. All right, but and I'll buy you.
You call it horse piss. I call it a golden shower.
Nectar of the fucking gods is what he calls it.
I'll give you a golden shower, all right? Anyway, we will. We'll get in touch with you. We'll have you coming on here once in a while. We'll have you doing some stuff, and hopefully, maybe someday, you, my intern, will get his own podcast. All right.
Oh, I would love that, buddy. Uh-huh. I appreciate this, man. I'm going to run with this, and you're going to love it. We're going to have a good time doing this, I swear.
All right, man. We'll talk to you. It's kind of iffy here, but as soon as things open up, we got lots of things cooking right here on the Dickcast. But I'm welcome on board, and I'm glad to have you. All right, we'll talk to you later, bro.
Talk to you later, brother.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, guys. It's nice seeing you guys, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Cyclops!
TheDickCast.com with Dick Rivers.